Triplets.
I'm finding out about you. Chatty Bobcast episode. What is it? 12. I don't know what that is in Spanish. What the figgity fuck's happening in the world, Captain? Chatty Bobby. Chad Arms. Chad. Chatty. Whatever damn name you come up with for your boy, we're fucking back, okay? Listen, subscribe, whatever you're listening to this on. If you haven't subscribed, you need to get pistol whipped. So, instead of, if you don't want to get pistol whipped by somebody, then subscribe. I mean, if it's YouTube's, if it's iTunes, or whatever it is. I don't even know what this podcast is on. It just gets distributed accordingly. So, I mean, it could be on Napster. It could be on MySpace. It could be on, I don't know, the Nickelodeon website. I don't know what this is on. I have no clue. But I know it's a lot of places. So, just find, if you're listening to it, subscribe. All right, well, great way to promote yourself, Chad. Threatening violence if people haven't subscribed, and then not even knowing where all your content is. I mean, that's the way to be. You know, let's just get right down to the nitty grit. Let me crack open this zero calorie Monster energy drink here for you one time. I don't need y'all to judge me, tell me I shouldn't drink these. I drink one in the morning, and that's it. I don't drink multiples. And that's just like saying I smoke crack once a day, you know? But, I mean, I'm not judging you, okay? Because you smoke two packs of cigarettes a day or a pack a day or whatever. I don't judge you. That's what you want to do with your life? And that's what you do with your life, okay? I'd have to get some kind of energy in the morning. And I don't drink coffee. I've never liked coffee. I've tried it. It's just not my thing. Plus, it makes me go to the bathroom all over myself and everybody else. So, yeah. Hashtag don't judge me. It's going to be the name of this one. I don't know if that's the name of it. We know how this works. Especially Monster's drinks don't taste that good right after a fresh teeth brushing either. It's horrifying. All right. Thank you for mowing the yard, this grass, and just letting the grass blow all. He's in a goddamn John Deere. And the entire back road is covered with grass. I don't know if there's dead bodies under it. I don't know. There may be $1 million underneath it. We'll never know because it's just grass all over the place. I want to take my horse down the hotel road. I want to raid till I can't no more. I've got the horses in a bag. Those drivers will fly. By this mighty black and white. Shoot you all over your hair. Oh, sorry. Shout out to Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus for a hater. People just want to just hate the shit out of that song. And I don't care what anybody says. I've seen Lil Nas X do interviews, like breaking down the lines of the song. It's clearly just him doing a parody of a country song, which was brilliant. And country music's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Get off our charts, motherfucker. Who said you could come over here? We come over to your charts. But who say you can come over to ours? So he said, you know what he said? He said, oh, you don't like that? All right, I'm going to go get the most ridiculous country artist ever, Billy Ray motherfucking Cyrus. Achy, breaky heart, mullet, denim jean Billy Ray Cyrus, whose daughter has turned into a, let's not even say the words that Miley's been acting the few years. Let's go get him, put him on the song. Then what you gonna do, motherfuckers? You gonna let me on that chart? And Billy Ray Cyrus starts talking about his guitar, and I mean, oh man. Salute to Lil Nas X for completely just trolling the shit out of everybody and making millions off of it. I think it's amazing. Salute to you, man. Super, super catchy song. Whether it's trolling or not. He said, lean all in my bladder. cheated on my baby. You can go and ask her. That's definitely lean out in my blade or cheated on my baby. You can go. It sounds like when people are like making fun of country songs. That's what it sounds like. But it's catchy. So hate all you want, fucking country music chart people. Oh, I don't know. Okay, Chad. Well, calm down there. You know, man. I just don't like it when people do one thing and then it's fine. But if somebody does it to them, they're like, nope, can't do it. Can't do it. People like Luke Bryan, his lyrics in Luke Bryan's song are as follows. And that's my kind of night. He said, little Conway, little T-Pain, might just make it rain. And y'all are okay with that? That's fine? For Luke Bryan to say that in a country song? Okay. Stop it. Stop. Hashtag don't judge me. I don't know. I'm going to take my horse down a hotel road here. We're on the way to work. Imagine that. You know, it's Tuesday, which means it's Monday. But this is coming out on a Wednesday, so that means nothing to y'all. God, that was confusing. What just happened? It's Tuesday. What day is it? Tuesday. Okay. But it's my Monday work-wise because I work Tuesday through Saturday. Y'all don't give a fuck. Chad, who cares? How many times are you going to tell your work schedule to your listeners? I don't think they give a shit, Chad. They just want to hear you be funny. That's all they want to do. They don't want to hear you talk about your life and the struggles. And, you know, they just want you to make them fucking laugh for 30 minutes so they can move along with their day. You have one job, Chad Arms. Do it. By the way, I did get my car washed the other day. Salute to the Butthole Car Wash listeners. But I did get my car washed. At that car wash, I had to use a card later in the week. My car looked, you know, spotless. Next morning, didn't even park under a tree. Parked it at work, and it just got berated with not dog shit, thank God. Well, dog shit would be easier to get off my car, probably. Bird shit all over the hood of my car the day after I washed it, and I didn't even park under a tree. So clearly, the birds are on to my podcast. They know what's going on. So I said, I'm going to go a year without washing my car now. Fuck it. Because, I mean, $10 I spent, and it was for naught. All for naught. Is that what people say? No? Whatever. Fuck you. Chad, you're full of pee-pee and vinegar this morning. I'm going to need you to just scale it back. Well, if people are on episode 12, they should know this isn't safe for work anyways. I mean, they know that they're listening to this either with nobody around that doesn't like cuss words, or they got their earbuds in. So, it'll be fine. I'm a sure, baby, 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 baby. I'm a sure. Oh, car, big fucking truck with a damn lawnmower on a trailer, just acting like somebody's not fixing a turn right in front of you. You just whip it on out. You could have waited 2 more seconds till I got by. There was nobody behind me, but you just had to make it inconvenient on me. God, meanwhile, back road fucking potholing. Potholes make me so mad. Fuck potholes. Okay. Tired of them. Over it. I am over it, guys, gals. But today's going to be a good day, you know, despite all my ranting and raving. It's nice and sunny. It's already 78 degrees in Middle Tennessee at 8:42 in the morning. So that just lets me know it's going to be at least 90. It's already getting hot as two rats making hot, passionate whoopee in a wool sock in Tennessee. Usually, it's not this hot this early. So, that's kind of scaring me. Because in August, it's liable to be 164 degrees. But, Chad, what are you bitching about? You have a car that has air conditioner? You work in an establishment that has air conditioning? Why the fuck do you care how hot it is? You have to literally walk from your house to your car, from your car to your job. What about the people that work outside, Chad? Sorry, anybody that works outside, I feel for you. Hopefully you got plenty of water and, you know, you don't need a lot of fettuccine Alfredo before you go to work. I don't need you throwing up at work, passing out, and dehydrating yourself and stuff. I saw it on The Office, Michael Scott, and it's not a good thing. He had to go to the hospital for it. So, just be careful out there, okay? So, yeah, today's a dead day as far as, like, new releases go, movie-wise, which I'm glad. Vinegar Syndrome had their halfway to Black Friday sale this past weekend. I did take advantage of that and bought a few titles that I've been meaning to get. So I look forward to getting those in the mail in the next week or so. June is going to be very expensive for collectors. All the old original Batman movies are coming out on 4K. You got tons of Scream Factory releases, Arrow Video releases. There's a lot of cool stuff coming out. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. If you haven't noticed, if you're into battle rap at all, then you notice that that's pretty much what my YouTube channel has become, is a battle rap channel. Most of all the movie related content has been moved over to the Triple Flix Mafia channel, which if you're on YouTube, you're listening to this on that channel now. I am doing a second podcast that talks nothing but battle rap. It's called Battle Rap Chatty. It's on all podcast networks. I've got one episode down. Those will be released on every Friday. So every Friday I'll do the battle rap one, and every Wednesday we do the regular one that's on this channel. So yeah, if you're into battle rap, stay tuned to that. You know, that's always been something that I've loved since as long as I've loved movies. As long as I've collected movies, really. You know, battle rap's kind of been a thing since if you want my honest opinion, since 8 Mile. Eminem, of course, 8 Mile. You know, I started rapping around 02. That made me, I just thought that was the dopest shit ever, watching two people battle each other. And I've been a fan of it ever since. In all reality, I should have been doing battle rap blogging in addition to my collecting from the jump. But I just never thought to do that. But, yeah. It's doing well. I'm having a good time doing it. I don't know how, but, you know, I've been doing these funny, like, freestyle videos about Best Buy customer service. And I did one on Twitter, and I posted it. And it's got over 11,000 views, and I have no clue how. It was just me rapping, like, 4 or 8 lines about customer service shit. And it just took off, which, salute to y'all that checked it out. I thought that was pretty random. I'm finally, like, active on Twitter. I've had a Twitter for years, and I just barely posted on it ever. But I'm starting to be a lot more active on it. So if you're not on my Twitter, it's ChattyBobby1130 on Twitter. So check me out. All right, Chad, are you done whoring yourself out for the last 5 minutes? Let's start. Let's go back. Let's go back to this country and rap thing. Listen. Let's not. Let's just not, Chad. Let's not. You talked about it enough. There's no need to continue that. Oh, me. But yeah, I mean, don't judge me, guys. I've tried to like coffee. Look, Ivy's bought me some coffee, which I thought was pretty good, but that's the extent. I can't, and even that, I can't, like, get that every day, because that makes me shit violently. Hashtag coffee makes me shit. That's what we're calling this one. Hashtag coffee makes me shit. Yeah, it does. And what kind of crazy person drinks coffee just straight black? Like, how? You are, like, the most gangster person in the world if you can drink coffee straight black. You probably take ice cold showers and murder people. You just have to be a heartless human.
Not really. And I mean, I'm sure there's wonderful people in the world that drink their coffee straight. I just don't know how you do it. You probably like eat glass and like screws and stuff. I just don't understand how you can't have anything in your coffee. Just the actual, just straight coffee. No sugar, no cream, no nothing. It's like, here's soil water. Take that to the face, piping hot. Like, what? How? Hashtag coffee gives me the shit, or makes me shit. It does, man. I remember. I drank one of them coffees, and then it wasn't but an hour or so later, me and I was at the movies, and I had to go blow up the bathroom within an hour. So I'll just stick to my energy drink in the morning, you know. I don't drink sodas anymore. I don't drink sweet tea anymore, which I'm really missing, the sweet tea. Sweet tea is just, it's a weakness for your boy. But can't nobody tell me nothing. Shoo, 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 shoo. All right, Chad, calm down. I got a horse in my hair. I love y'all. Oh, me. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Fred Rogers would definitely be singing his song if he was in Middle Tennessee in 2019 on May the 29th or 8th or whatever it is. But I'm going to need people to understand something. When you come into Best Buy, we are not Walmart, motherfucker. You hear me? We're not Walmart. So don't come in with your fucking pajamas and Crocs and your wife beater on and you weigh 416 pounds. Okay? Don't do it. Don't come in with your coochie cutter shorts and cowgirl boots and a fucking halter top. Okay? This is not Walmart. We don't return used diapers. So, come on now. I know we're right across the street from Walmart at the location I'm at, but that don't mean you come in looking like you're going to Walmart. Okay? I need you to have a little bit more self-respect for yourself and more respect for others around you. I don't need to see your third titty. I don't need to see it. I don't want to see the first two. So why would I want to see your third one? Why would I want to see your second or first stomach? I don't want to see any of that. Keep it to the imagination of people that are into that stuff, okay? I don't need it. I don't need you to pull, whenever you pay money, I don't need you to pull cash out of your bra either. I don't need titty nipple cash either. I don't need it. I don't need your sweat, your titty sweat money, okay? I just don't. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want to have to use hand sanitizer every third transaction because you want to pay with your titty money. Okay? Use your card. Or if you're going to pay with cash, don't keep it in your titties, please. Put it in your wallet or your pocketbook or your purse. I can't speak English. It's not sanitary. It's not attractive or hot. It's not. Because it's always like a behemoth woman that pays out of her titty, gives me her titty money. God, stop. Stop it. Woo! Chetty, Bobby. I'm going to break this up into two parts. I'm going to do this part on the way to work. I'm about to be at work. And I'm going to do the second part on the way home. Well, we're back. We're off work. And all I can say is, God damn it, Jesus Christ. It was a day that I hope to forget. Goodness gracious. Just the sheer stupidity from human beings is just, I mean, it is mind-boggling.
I said that. I said mind-boggling. Swashbuckling? Is that a word? Is that a phrase that... whatever. I don't even remember what this episode's called. I don't remember recording earlier. It felt like a year ago, and it was just, I don't know, 8 hours ago. Yeah, we're back, dadgummit. It was a... people's just sheer... just not give a fuck about anything that you have to say, do, how your day is, what you have, if you're helping anybody else. Some people just don't give the first fuck about any of that. It's just, what can you do for me right now? Now, bitch. Just, hey, how you doing? Where is this? I need this. I need you to learn some fucking manners. We're in the South. You have to have them to be here, or I don't fucking take you serious. Okay? You walk around here serious all the time, makes me want to fucking punch kick you in the throat. Punch kick, absolutely. I love everybody, though. You know, I mean, whether you're a dumbass or an asshole or a piece of shit or a wonderful person, I love y'all. I just don't take most of you seriously. That homeless man had a three-piece suit on pushing a cart. He had a three-piece suit. I'm not kidding you. He may have got it from Nino's Fashion in Rivergate Mall. I don't know for sure. It's not Illuminati confirmed or not, but he had a three-piece suit on and a straw hat pushing a buggy down the road in the middle of Madison. You know, I mean, you've seen it all. I mean, we've seen it all. Somebody just jacked up trucks just everywhere, blaring, just... I love everybody. What's going on? Oh, is there homeless people at this light? Okay. We're just going to do commentary on the ride home, I guess, for the next 10 minutes. Fuck it. You know? Oh, man. I've just noticed, too, that some people just don't care. Like, they can see that you're doing 10 things at once and still get frustrated if you don't drop everything and help them immediately. And people like that, I go slow on purpose. On purpose. And the people that are also, like, you can tell they're just pissed off and they hate their life, those are the people that I'm extra nice to on purpose. Because I know that they don't want somebody to be nice to them. They want somebody to be a douchebag so they can bitch and complain. Well, I'm not going to give you that opportunity, motherfucker. You hear me? Not from me. I'm going to make you want to fucking slap the piss out of me for being so nice to you. But you ain't got the balls to do it, motherfucker. Why am I angry? I'm smiling. That's even more dangerous that I'm angry and I'm smiling. That's when your emotions just don't really know what they're supposed to do. You know? It's like mixed match day. Either way it goes, I mean, people are going to be people. I'm going to continue to be the awesome person that I am, and you can either appreciate that or go fuck yourself, you know? I mean, it's your two options. Very easy. It's a free country. You can do either one. I'm not going to give a shit if you go fuck yourself, though, in case you're wondering. What if that's how I laughed, guys? Would I still be popular in any form? Probably not. If I laughed like that, like, and couldn't control it, if it was just like, that would just be, that'd be terrifying. Because you couldn't laugh in any kind of social situation at, like, a restaurant or a movie, or you couldn't do any of that. You couldn't go out in public. The light's green. Thank you. Get off your fucking phone as I'm on mine recording. You know, because it's not about you. It's about me. It's all about me. Me, me, me. Me. But, you know, having that laugh would be just the pits. Come on over and swerve in my lane, Ultima. You're going to get caught at the same light, brother. You can speed all you want. There's too many cars ahead of you. I'm going to meet you at the crossroads right up here. Shout out to Uncle Charles, y'all, you know. And I'm going to miss everybody. And I'm going to miss everybody. I don't know, guys. I don't know. I don't have a clue. I'm without clue. Going back to the first episode. But yeah, hashtag coffee makes me shit, man. You know? It does, dude. That's why I don't drink it. I stay away from it, man. Give me my little 5-hour and a little vitamin water or something. We'll push through. So I heard that Greenbrier may be getting a fucking McDonald's in the middle of the Greenbrier where the grocery store used to be. Now, if this right here is not the devil saying, Chad, fat ass, come on out the house. Come on out the house, Chad. Mister, I'm trying to lose weight. I'm trying to lose weight. Oh, you're trying to lose weight? Fuck it. Fracture your foot, bitch. No more treadmilling for a while. Oh, you're getting over that? That's fine. We're going to build a McDonald's where you can throw a fucking rock and hit us. It's just like, I've lived in Greenbrier since 1991. That's almost 30 years of my fucking life I've lived here. And there ain't been the first Mackey Donald's. And I finally decided to start not eating McDonald's 35 years of my life later. And you're going to build one right down the street from my fucking house. It's not set in stone, but it's in the Scoop Nashville on Facebook. So that's meaning it's getting close to being real. You know, it's not Illuminati confirmed, but it'll happen now that I'm trying to stay away from it. That's exactly when it'll happen. Any other time, the fat ass in me would just be on pins and needles waiting for McDonald's to come post up right on the block. But now I'm begging them to stay away, and that's when we'll get one. I'm going to be able to smell the donut sticks from my house. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. We went this long without one. This jacked up dually truck in front of me is just blowing black smoke out of their exhaust. Oh, God. God, just get by. Just get by. Get out of my way. Thank you. So, yeah, I mean, I'm going to be able to smell the cholesterol, dude. I mean, I'm going to smell it in the air. You know what I mean? Jackpot, let's say Powerball is up to $325 million. So I don't even want to think. I mean, if I won that much money, I don't even know if I'd be able to enjoy it because I think I would probably have a heart attack from excitement. And sheer terror at the same time. Because when you win that much money, like in a lottery situation, you're fucked. Like, everybody's going to know because it's social media. Everybody's going to know. Everybody's going to become your family member or your best friend. People are going to want you to donate to every organization. They're going to try to sell you. I mean, you're going to have to move off the grid. Imagine the person that won the damn near $1 billion lottery jackpot. I mean, I'd be cool with $1 million, man. $1 million is a good amount, is an amazing amount of money, but it's not the amount of money that people are going to just rape you. I mean, you win $350 million jackpot, people are going to try to penetrate you for the money. I mean, it's just going to happen. So, you know, shout out to lottery winners, and hopefully your butthole's intact. Yeah, I don't know. I fucking love y'all. I know that. I guess I'm gonna get off here. It's been a day, but I made it through, and that's the most important part. You know what I mean? We're all just trying to make it to the next one, and hopefully it's a better one than the last one was. Any day that I can get up and go work, make some money to provide for me and my family, then I'm okay. I'll be all right. Everything else will just work itself out. I love y'all. I hope y'all have a wonderful day. And, yeah, just be good to each other. And don't be mean. Don't be shoo-shoes. And love, peace, and motherfucking hair grease, baby. Chatty Bobby, 1130, Triple Flicks Mafia, bitch.